This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry, and here's just the kind of question you want to be thinking about as you contemplate your spring break travel plans, right? Could a toy drone bring down a Big Bird? That question was perilously tested in the sky above London's Heathrow Airport yesterday when a drone struck the front of a British Airways plane from Geneva. The Airbus A320, carrying 132 passengers and five crew, landed safely, and a police investigation is underway. Joining me now is Jeff Wise, pilot, author of the Kindle single, The Plane That Wasn't There, Why We Haven't Found MH370. Welcome to The Takeaway, Jeff.
Hi, John. Thanks for having me.
So this is the case of bzzz versus, right? I mean, a drone is small, but it could still do something.
Well, drones come in all different sizes. You know, you've got the toys. You go into your electronics store and you get something that might just weigh a few ounces. And then the FAA has another category, which is anything from half pound up to 55 pounds. And you can use those under certain restrictions. And above that, you've got, remember, things like these predator drones,
right,
and things that fly.
Military.
And if you hit something like that, that would be a major catastrophe. We don't really know in this case what kind of drone the plane coming into Heathrow hit. The pilot reported that he'd hit a drone, but beyond that, we don't really know much.
It seems to be relatively small, though. The damage was zero.
Apparently, there was no damage.
Yeah.
So it couldn't have been too bad. You know, people still have questions. What if one of these things got sucked into an engine?
Well, that's the thought. I mean, they were actually talking about testing planes to figure out what size drone would actually bring down a plane if you suck it into the engine. Is that really the kind of test they would contemplate?
Well, what they've done for years with airplanes to certify them to be safe is they fire frozen turkeys out of cannons at the planes to see if the plane is going to be too injured to fly safely. I think they might need to do something like that with drones.
And that simulates real live birds getting caught in the engines. This
right.
would be something fundamentally different. You couldn't use the turkey test, I guess.
You know, you'd have to use like a toaster oven or something instead, I guess.
I mean, toaster oven, aren't you a smart one? Yeah. Well, but seriously though, if a drone can approach an A320 in landing mode on approach to Heathrow, I mean, something with a payload could also approach, and that's a different phenomenon here. That's not just a actual accidental crash.
Right. You've got two kind of categories of things to be scared about. One is just the careless amateur or person who's maybe even got the certification to use these things properly, but they're violating these airspace restrictions. You're not supposed to fly these things on the approach path to a major airport. On the other hand, you've got the possibility that people might have nefarious intent. Like, people are flying model airplanes that go 200 miles an hour and are the size of a small car. And you can do that legally if you have the paperwork filed. You imagine someone taking something like that and, as you say, loading it up with explosives or what have you, sure, all sorts of mayhem could ensue.
Is there any countermeasure that they can make around an airfield that if radar detects these kinds of things, they can either stop traffic or clear the air in some way?
Well, already they've got a system that they're looking at building into drones where the drones know where they are, and in the software it says you cannot go into this space. And that would be a very simple GPS-based measure. There's all kinds of things that people could do, and right now they're looking at what are some of the solutions, because this problem is clearly going to get bigger and bigger as these drones become more commonly used.
And the proliferation issue, how many drones are there out there?
I don't even know, but they're getting more and more every day.
And they are right now regulated in space at a low altitude, right? They're not permitted to fly high altitude. It's low altitude.
Well, the FAA has all kinds of different categories of drones and categories of airspace, so it gets pretty complicated pretty quickly. Basically, if the listener has something that they bought at an electronics store that weighs just a few ounces, they don't really have to worry. But if you want to do something more ambitious than that or do it commercially, then you've got to start to tangle the FAA.
Right. If you bought something from a CIA operative, you're probably in trouble. Jeff Wise is a pilot and author of the Kindle single, The Plane That Wasn't There, Why We Haven't Found MH370. Thanks, Jeff.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.